I'm Mina Jaffe, and it's time to say hello again to Marilyn Burns, the guru of numbers to thousands of teachers and author of books about math for both teachers and kids. Her latest book is called So You Have to Teach Math? Sound Advice for K to 6 Teachers, written by Marilyn and Robin Silby and published by Math Solutions. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Nina.
Marilyn's book is in a question and answer format, and it's filled with 101 questions that both new teachers and veteran teachers might have. And then Marilyn offers answers to those questions based on more than 30 years of experience as a teacher, author, and creator of in-service workshops and materials for teachers. Marilyn, today let's focus on something that many teachers might find strange to include in math class. What I'm talking about is writing.
Yes.
So let's start with the most basic question. Why do you think writing belongs in a math class?
I think writing belongs in the math class for two big reasons. One is because it helps students learn, and another is because it helps me as a teacher know what my students are learning. This is a complete shift for me. When I first started teaching, I was a secondary math teacher, and I taught my students 5 periods a day, and I said to them in Ms. Burns' class, the good news is you don't have to read or write, we do math. And boy, have I changed my tune.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good idea for students to keep a math notebook or journal or log?
I've done that. I've done it every possible way. I've had kids keep their notebooks where they were bound books. I've had children make their own journals, insert paper. I've had them do logs on a daily basis. I don't think it matters about the format as much as why you're having children write and what you're asking them to do.
Mm-hmm.
To me, writing is a way that helps you really work your way into a subject and understand it better. So no matter the format what you're doing, the thing is do it often and do it in a way that promotes thinking and reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Can you give an example of some of the kind of entries that children might include in their logs or journals?
Yes, and it's hard to get children to write in math. I have to be honest about that. So what I have learned is to get children comfortable with writing in math, I very often start with having them report what they did. I did an activity with children, I've done it many times with kids, maybe third grade on up, where they trace their foot on squared paper, squared centimeter paper, and the idea is to estimate what is the area of your footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mathematics that goes on is interesting, but for the children's first writing assignment, tell us what you did. Getting down, I put my foot on the paper, I traced around the paper, then I figured out the number of squares in my footprint. Even getting that much done where the child's reporting something they did is a good beginning. And much different from problems where how did you think about this, where children are asked to reflect on their thinking processes more deeply.
Right, that's a little more complicated.
Yes.
What about writing letters to get students to explain their reasoning?
I think this is good because I think that in any kind of writing, whether it's in math or any part of your curriculum, an audience is important. The audience needs to be established somehow. In my math classes, I establish myself as the audience. I tell the children, I need to know how you think and reason and what you understand. And when you write it down, then I really have a sense from you what you are thinking about. But sometimes it's also helpful to establish another audience. I have a friend of mine wrote that the children investigated several brands of raisin bread to decide which brand gave them more raisins per slice.
Uh-huh.
And then they wrote letters to the actual winning company about telling them about the investigation. It was a real letter, so it was something the children were invested in, and it tied to their math learning, and it was a wonderful experience.
Well, that's a wonderful example, and also shows the way math and writing in math can connect to other subject areas as well. That strikes me as a kind of very apt social studies lesson as well.
Absolutely, because really, as teachers, we're responsible for teaching children everything, and so why not do it all in a way where these things tie together? We want children to learn how to read. We want children to learn how to write. Why not use those two skills in terms of helping them also learn mathematics?
Mm-hmm. In writing for math, should teachers worry about children's spelling and grammar errors?
Oh, boy, this is a big one. It really depends. In one way, when I want children to get their thinking down, it's more or less the kind of writing I've done personally when I'm writing in my own journal. I don't worry about my grammar. However, if I'm doing something for publication, by all means, I want my grammar and spelling checked carefully. So it's a question of the purpose of the writing. If it's for publication, yes, you want to pay attention to that for sure. But the problem comes, sometimes you have children writing about their thinking, but you'd also like to send the papers home. And
right.
You don't want to make it a laborious experience about, oh my goodness, do I want the children to revise this? It's sort of the point was to get their thinking down, not to make this a piece of writing that was exemplary in a writing sense. So a friend of mine had a stamp made called Uncensored Children's Work, and she explained to the parents that this meant that she knew that there were errors, but she wanted them to focus on the thinking and the mathematics, not necessarily on the sentence construction.
Right. So teachers can find all kinds of creative ways to show parents what kids know and that the focus for math writing is not necessarily grammar and punctuation, but what the children are thinking and what they're and how they're solving their problems.
But if you feel it's important in any kind of writing to support the children's writing skills, I am not opposed to a teacher saying, let's get this in shape so we can share it. Children should understand that as well. So I think it's really part of a teacher's professional decision.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, Marilyn, the idea of children having different strengths. Maybe you could call them different intelligences, according to Howard Gardner's work. Do you think that math could be useful in helping children who have different learning styles integrate and internalize the kind of math learning they need to do?
I think that very much so. We think about children's writing. When children are asked to write a story, we never expect children to write the same story. We expect their topic sentences to be unique and individual, and they express themselves in their own ways. When you go to math, all of a sudden people say they should all be doing it the same way, and this is the way to do it. But think about the very joy and creativity of writing taken over into the area of math so children can think in their own ways about how to make sense of an idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's one particular, maybe short example that comes to your mind of a creative way that a child wrote or said something in his or her math writing.
Well, I once gave a second grade class the assignment to add 6 plus 7, which would seem like a very simple problem one way, but I said to write at least 3 different ways that you might figure out how to add 6 plus 7. And this set of papers was so interesting to me because children had expressed at least 5 or 6 different ways in the class set. One boy said, well, I know 6 plus 6 is a double, so I go 6 plus 6 and one more. Another child said, I know I take 3 from the 6 and I put it on the 7 and that makes 10, and then I have 3 more left from the 6 and I add to get 13. The strategies that the children expressed were enhanced because they had to write them down. And then we had such a wealth of strategies for the children to share with one another.
So this is a wonderful way for teachers also to assess and use as an assessment tool as well.
I don't really know how I ever knew what my students understood before I had them start to write in math class.
Well, Marilyn, thank you so much. And once again, it's been wonderful talking with you.
Thanks, Nina.
And remember, you can use the internet to find more math wisdom from Marilyn Burns, and to learn about all the books, videos, audio tapes, and workshops for teachers that her company offers. The company name is Math Solutions, and the website address is www.mathsolutions.com. That's www.mathsolutions.com.